The Abirada.
Okay. So, last week we dealt with the authority of Marda Asra, Bizman Hazeh. You know what I mean? So this week we're dealing with the question of the binding nature of Psak. And you ask Shaila, why is it, when is it binding? Next week I was thinking we would do Das Torah already. Right, the question of to what things does Psak apply? I have to think about whether I have time to actually put that together, because trying to cut down things from all the articles on that might take too much time while I'm giving shir for a tarragon, but I'll figure out exactly what to do next week. Okay, fine. We touched on this a little bit last year, but now let's do it let's do it fully. So, it starts with a few Gemaras, and why is only Rav Aaron's chair here? Great. So, I would deserve to have Zayin. Tan Rabbanan. Hanishal l'chacham v'time lo yish. There's two pages. Lo yishal l'chacham v'yitayer. If you ask a chacham a shayla, and he said it was tamei, said it was crave, don't ask someone else and be v'tayer. L'chacham v'asar. If you ask someone and he forbade it, lo yishal l'chacham v'yatir. Don't ask and let him permit it. If there are two people, one permits, one forbids. If one of them is greater, go after him. And if not, follow the machmer. Right, so this is Gemara number one. In this Gemara, there's an Isser. On who?
The first side, the
Shoel. Right? Good. If you look for the Gemara in Nida, two down, Ula e Ukla Pempedisa, Isokame Dama Velochazu. Sorry, the continuation of this actually, I should have put the whole Gemara. This is actually the Marasha part of it, but the other part is the same thing. But here, the context of this Gemara is not the Isser of the Shoel, but of the Chacham. Right, Umar Rabbi Lazar, Demar the Ara the Yisrael Have. This is the third source. Ki Mikol Aser Yehuda Lo Chazadamei Ana Echzai. And here, it's a case of Mar Dasra where he said, "Look, I'm not going to pask in someone else's territory." And the same thing they are discussed in terms of a Shaila in general. It's a more of an expansive Gemara. So there are two problems in general, right? When there is a Shaila asked, or when a certain posek has authority. So the person who asked the question is not allowed to ask somebody else under certain circumstances, which we'll get to, and the second posek is not allowed to answer the question. Okay? I just look at the third Gemara here, which is the second here. Abumiyadin kitre chumre v'atanil ol malach kubes hilal v'arot alasu kidir v'be shamay ose kidir v'be tzil ose mikul v'be shamay mikul v'be tzil rasha mikul v'be tzil shamay mikul v'be tzil olav agad v'omer shil v'chosha choleich Ela ki be shamay ki kolen kuchom rayon, I ki be hilal ki kolen kuchom rayon. We saw this last week, right? That what you can't do is go around kula hopping or chomra hopping, right? In addition to the fact that psakim are binding, right? You can't also, right, even as we'll see, if there's a limitation to when psak is binding, right? You can't adopt mutually exclusive positions in the direction of kula or even in the direction of chomra, which is just foolish, okay? But to begin with, we have these two problems. One, the issur for someone who asked a shayla to ask a second opinion. And the second is for a posek to weigh in when another posek has already weighed in. But you skip down till Tosvos, Anavot Zar Dav Zayin. This is, you know, whatever, it's like two-thirds down the page. So Tosvos there notes this, and he says, Anisha l'chacham v'tim l'yisha l'chacham v'tayar v'im tomar. V'chi lo yishol l'kol ha'chachamim v'yadunu ze im ze ula yishivu midvarav. He doesn't understand this issue at all. Prima facie says, why shouldn't you ask everybody? Ask them, and you know you'll get the best answer from between all of them. And he says, v'yish lomar dein osur elo l'shoel im lo yodio lo. So he says, it's only osur if you don't inform the second posek. We'll come back to this position in a moment. Parshalti ploni v'asalo avalav omer lo kvar sh'alti ploni chacham muter aval vale chacham yizar shlo yatya. So he notes that He actually leads into the Gemara Avodah Zarah. The primary Isser is not on the Shoel, but on the person who gets the who got the question. I mean, and he learns it from the Gemara in Nidah Dalchav. Chacham Shasin Rashi LaHatem Ken Yochal LaHzira Kigon Shatav B'Dvar Mishnah Afil B'Shko Adas V'Suga Kiidach D'Bahad D'Armin Perkamet Zanedrin D'Masha Asa Azu V'Shalom Mibeso etc. Right, so he notes already that the Gemara in Nida, at least, seems to be about the Chacham, and he actually reads that in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, but Pasha said there are two separate problems going on. Okay. Now, why is it that there's an Isser for a Shoel to ask a second opinion, and why is it that a Posek can't answer it? So, there are three possibilities brought in Poskim and Rishonim, though, for the most part, they're confused, and most people, if you read like all the Acharnim, will say that there's only two Stadim. They're not. There are three, which I will show you in a second. First one, this is what Rashi says in Nida. It's expanded on the Ran in Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, "V'lachaza mishum kvodo de Rabbi Yehuda." The first suggestion would be to say that the reason the psak is binding is simply out of kavod. It's kavod for the person that you ask. In the Ran, firch nira later, he first rejects other possibilities is near Alida, Filu Toa Bishikladas, Mahzir Narazo Bidaskabaso. He thinks that, again, we'll hold this for a second, that if the person gives you permission, you're allowed to change the psak. Vichyamin Perakil Travis, Kalkham Shaser and Rashai and Khabir Rashal Hatir, below Askamaso shall region Kamar. When do we say that you're not allowed to? Is if the first posek doesn't give you Rashus, Ibnay Kvodil shall Risho, because of the permission of the first, because of the kavod of the first posek. And now he adds to this position, and there's a secondary problem that if you were to ask the same Shaila to multiple poskim and allow them to give different answers, it would make it seem like there are two Toros, right? These people are Matar, these are Oser. Now, again, this is a variation of the Kodol Shel Rishon, right? Meaning there's nothing fundamental, right? It's not right to ask two people either the cover of the posek, or it makes the halach system seem strange. Right, obviously, two poskim are allowed to have different positions. He's not weighing in on that. He's not saying that that's a problem. He's just saying that you shouldn't be going around and getting different positions, because then it looks like you have multiple Torahs to pick from. Now, obviously, since it's really about kavod, if the first posik would hear the second posik's tainas and would agree, or even if the second one didn't manage to convince the first posik, but he's greater than the first posik, you can overturn the first one. That's what he thinks Mikra Din, even though he understands that many of the Rishonim do not hold this way. So the first possibility is the reason that Psak is binding is that it's not really binding. It's Kvodo Shel Chacham. You're not supposed to ask to Poskim because it's not respectful. And therefore, barring certain extenuating circumstances, such as mistakes. In general, you shouldn't ask another posek, right? It's just not right. And we'll come back to this nafkamin in a little bit. But it's not right to ask two poskim of the same authority, the same shaila. You shouldn't do that. Okay? That's possibility one. Ruben.
What's the connection between if the first person would agree with the second guy's shikulim, how does that affect Torah Rabbah?
No, meaning if the not if he would in theory, if he does, right? If you come back to the first posek and say, I asked somebody else, right? I shouldn't have asked somebody else, but I did ask somebody else, right? Or, someone else hears that you asked the Yishayla. He says, I don't think that's right. And he goes over to the first rabbi, says, you know what? I don't think you're right. This is why. And the guy says, hey, that's a good point, right? I'm going to change my mind. So it's not mechubadik. It's totally fine, right? You can't. You shouldn't undermine it, but if he decides to change his mind, okay. So who cares how he got to the changing his mind? Okay, that's possibility one. Now we're going to flesh these out through nafkaminas, but let's get the three possibilities on the table. Okay? Now, possibility two or three is phrased in different postgame as follows. Shavye chaticha de isira. Okay? Now, Shavye chaticha di sura reminds you of what phrase that you have spent some time in Shavas? Shavye anashe chaticha di sura. Now, in many Rishonim, that's not what appears. It's shavye chaticha di sura. Now, why is it Shavi Chaticha Dizura, not Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Dizura? Why would you say that?
Because
the Posek is making it into a Chaticha Dizura. But some do have the formulation of Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Dizura. Right? So those are two different formulations. Most Achronim that I have seen have not noticed that these are two different formulations. They seem to think there is only one formulation and conflate them, but this is not, in fact, the case. Right? There are two possibilities, and I will first show you the more mechudish one, which is actually Shavi Anafshe, right? Which is that it's a form of neder, whatever, of personal commitment. That is the position of the Ravid. It's quoted in the Meiri here. It's also brought in the Mukhe Yosef. Mukhe Yosef says, Kevin Shashal Mimenu Chila, since you asked Posek X first, Gamar Belibo Lasus Gachol Asher Yoro, so you've committed to listening to everything he said. Now, if that wasn't clear enough, that he actually meant Shavye Anafshe, like personal commitment, right? Not just like, I committed to ask him and therefore allowed him to make it usher for me. No, look at the Meiri, quoting the Ravid. If you arrive at Afim Chozer Rishon Sar Lachmir, right? If you want the Nafkamina, that will prove he means Shavye Anafshe. He says that even if I ask Rabbi X, and Rabbi X changes his mind, what's the halacha?
You don't change.
You still have to be Machmir. Doesn't help you, right? I asked my local Orthodox rabbi. He says, it's usser. Then he changes his mind. It's mutter. Doesn't matter. I asked that first shayla. That's it. This can be rejected for 100 reasons. Right? This doesn't have to be rejected because you disagree with his conception of psak. It could be that you think that you never agreed arbitrarily to the answer. You agreed to whatever answer he gives you. And if he changes his mind, I understand that we can change that. I'm just pointing out that it's a one-way nafkamina. Right? He clearly holds it's about personal commitment because the Ravid says that it doesn't matter what the Posek thinks now. Once I've committed, I've committed. You could hold that Psak is binding because of personal commitment and still not agree with the Ravid, which is my personal inclination that even if anybody else held like the Ravid B'Ikaron, he would not hold to this Nafkamina. Again, one-way Nafkamina that highlights the point. But yes, I understand all of your critiques. I'm totally with you. I agree with the critiques. Mea achuz. Okay? Possibility three. And this is the Ritva. Is the clearest formulation. Not only the Ritva, but the clearest formulation. Which is Shavye Chaticha Di Isura. That the Posek made it a Chaticha Di Isura. Okay? So, let's look at the Ritva. Tana Rabbanan. Shalom Chacham. Perish. Chacham Ra'oi Lehora'a Vitime. And a Posek, who is a qualified posik says something is asr. Lo yishem lechacham v'yitaher. You cannot ask him and tell him to be mitaher. Lechacham asr lo yishal lechacham v'yatir. Perish. Lo tema lo yishal lechatchila. It doesn't just mean that you shouldn't ask lechatchila. Umishum kavar arishon. Elafilu b'diavad. Even right. It doesn't even work post facto. Im shaol. If you asked ein taharaso v'teiro shal achron klum. If the second posek tries to be matir, tries to be mekel, doesn't work. The chayim and the kama chacham v'ra'oi leho ra'a. Since the first person is a qualified posek, kishya hora aleha la'asar o letoma, shavye chaticha di isura. He made it into a piece of isur. Perish. Eino rashai. Meaning, you cannot ask another posek. V'im asad lo'asar klom. And if you do, it is meaningless. Miu. Dafka b'shikoladas. But this is only if he makes a mistake b'shikoladas. Meaning, within the realm of things that are still considered valid psak. Avalam tabit var mishnah, but if he made a mistake in something that would uproot the psak, meaning it was in basic facts, ein harasar azo klal, below chal iser bechaticha zos, right? Listen to his lashon, right? It's very lamdish, right? Lo chal iser bechaticha zos, right? No iser takes effect, bechaver rashai lehatira. Okay, we'll hold the second paragraph for a minute. Okay, so the Ritva and many other Rishonim say that no. Why is Psak binding? Because Psak actually creates some sort of metaphysical reality. Shavye Chaticha Disur. The Posek has the power. Now, in a Chanami, the gap between the second and the third possibility are not that large, but it is obviously the fact that how was it that Posek X was capable of defining this object for me as Isser, because I asked him the question, right? So it's clear that there is a relationship between my personal commitment that came with asking the question and his response and his ability to make it Isser, but there still are distinctions, as I noted in the Ravid. Okay? Now, for a moment in brackets, Rabbi Israeli in Amud HaYemini Simun Vav notes very sharply, people who were here with me last year have seen all these makaras so far, basically, right? Notes very sharply, why was it the Ritva, specifically, who came up with such a robust theory of what Psak does? The Ritva also has another very important shita, quoting from the Tosas from the Chochmei Tzarfas, specifically Rabbeinu Peretz, in Erevin, Yair, or Reuven, or Aryeh, or anybody, or Yoni. It's next source, you don't have to go anywhere. He has a very famous shita about Elokim Chaim. Good. Two basic possibilities. Elokim Chaim. I've had to divide it. What are they?
Either there's only one right answer, but it's the process of finding.
Good. Either there's really one right answer. Elokim means they're both valuable. They both put an effort. They both have aspects of truth. Something or.
They're both true.
The Ritva takes which possibility? The second. So Israeli points out very sharply, well, if you think that Elu Ve'elu means there is no objective halachic truth, then it makes a lot of sense. What binds you to a particular answer?
It's right.
Asking a shayla, right? Entering yourself into the halachic process is what constrains you, because a priori, there are multiple possibilities. That's the next Ritva, right? The Ritva here. How could they both be true? When Moshe went up to our Sinai, the Kabbal Torah, for everything, he showed them, Hashem showed Moshe 49 ways of forbidding, 49 ways of permitting. V'shalach Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he asked God, V'amar Sheheze Matzur L'Chachmei Yisrael Shebechol Dor V'Dor V'Yiyye Hachra'a K'mosam V'Nachon Hu L'Fi Adrash V'Derech HaEmet Yesh Tam Yisod V'Davar. Right? So, what?
Makes sense for a student of the Ramban.
Good. Makes sense in a lot of things. And we're not going to get back into Elu Ve'elu, but you're free to, you know, to look into the Sugya. We spoke about it a little bit last year. But it makes a lot of sense. Right? The Ritva, who holds that there are multiple halachic truths. And what, how do we decide, right? What's the Ritva's lashon? Shehem zeh, masur l'chach me'israel shvachol v'dor v'dor v'yachrak mazam. Right, how do you decide halacha? If in theory, in the objective world, more than one thing could be true, then what makes something binding?
You ask.
The process of psak, right? So it makes a lot of sense that that's what the Ritva is going to take, okay? So those are the three basic possibilities. Kvodo shel chacham, Shavye Anashe Chatichad Yisura, meaning personal commitment, and Shavye Chatichad Yisura, the Posek has this ability to define something as Asur. The most robust theory of that is, I think, Rabbi Israeli's construal of the Ritva. I didn't give you Rabbi Israeli's piece, but you can read it. I gave you the reference at the on the last page. Okay? Fine. So those are three basic approaches. Now, let's throw out some nafkaminas and then explore them. Give me a few nafkaminas. Some of them have already been brought up in the Rishonim. Chai.
Can he change his mind?
Right. Can the Posek himself change his mind? So, both according to Kvodel Shel Rishon, or according to Shavi Chaticha Yisura, what's the answer?
Yes.
Obviously he can change his mind. Even according to Shavi Anafshe, can he change his mind?
Maybe.
Possibly, depending on what you think Shavi Anafshe means. Do you think he bound himself to the first words that came out of the Posek's mouth? Or did he bind himself to listen to this Posek's decision, whatever that happens to be? I think even within that possibility, it's more likely that we're talking about a commitment to do what the Posek said, not his first response. But the Ravid clearly thought differently. Good. That's one possibility. Right? That's one nafkamina, which may not be a nafkamina. Yeah.
Doesn't the Ravid think Shavi Anafshe works? He didn't enter?
Chanami, but still, it could be a klali neder, right? I commit to you, right?
No, like you commit to one. You commit to one thing. It's
not, or me? I understand. No, I understand what the Ravid said. I understand what the Ravid said. What he said, he mamish thinks it's a neder. I think you could go in a vaguely similar direction without going that far.
Yeah, you know,
Ani mamin. Ani maskin. Yes. Chaim.
If you do ask another person.
Good. So the Nav Gavina that you keep seeing in the Rishonim that I sort of skipped over quickly is, well, okay, you're not supposed to. But what happens if you do? Okay, so let's go through it theoretically. If you think that it's Mishum Kvodil Shel Rishon, so Bidiavad, what's the halacha?
You could follow number two.
You could probably follow it because you weren't supposed to, but now you did. Now there are two Shilas, now there are two answers, right, in play. So Bidi Eved, it might work, right? But if you think that it's Midin Neder of sorts, or you think it's Midin Shavi Chaticha Disura, what happens if Bidi Avad, you asked another posek?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Right? The psak was chal. You're now committed to it.
And then would they say the asking is even a problem?
Like the asking is a problem. Is a problem according to everybody, right?
Why? If I'm not going to follow them, I just want to know what they would say. Like I'm not going to follow them.
So if you ask something as a theoretical question, that may not be in this at all, and we'll get to that.
Well, even if you ask it as a practical question, it's meaningless. So what's
practical? Right, I'm saying that. Yes, but you know, if you're asking it as a practical question, you mean it theoretically. Whatever. Okay.
Even if you ask it practically and you think it's practical, it's still, there's nothing fundamentally wrong with asking a question as long as you don't hold by it. Yeah.
Okay, fine. I don't know. I think it's a formula. It's a subset of what of this, right? Where if he doesn't know that it's not whatever. Mishum kvodos harishon, it might not work, right? You shouldn't be asking around, like, you know, that actually might be more problematic. Mishum kvodos harishon, right? If you're asking it, if you're pretending it's a practical shayla but have no intent to follow the second posek, mishum kvodos harishon, it might be a problem because why am I asking other people? Mishum the chalos of psak, if I'm not going to follow it, I'm not going to follow it. Yeah.
Can the chacham say you're allowed to go to number two to someone else?
To hold that thought
okay.
for a moment, because I want to do the classic now. Coming in, this was a shayla I once had. Okay.
Isn't that basically the Rav's letters to Kaddish?
Yeah. We talked about this last year. But yes, meaning one way is to say that. Well, okay, what do you mean specifically? Like, can a post
say? Let's say the chacham ends his words with. But if you want to ask someone else, go for it.
Oh, so that's probably fine.
Does that matter?
No, so that's probably fine according to everybody.
Why? Because even if you're shabbi, according to chaticha d'isura, then for sure, then who cares? What came out of his mouth?
You're right. If it's shabbi anafshe chaticha d'isura, then you're right. If it's shabbi chaticha d'isura or kvodo sharishon, is probably mutter, right? Because kvodo, he said go.
Yeah.
Shabbi chaticha d'isura, he refused to paskin, right? I had an interesting. I did once have a similar case to this where. I remember I had a discussion with Willig about this. What if somebody asks somebody who doesn't view themselves as poskening? This is a complicated shayla. Specifically, you think this is not this doesn't happen.
Friday night schmoozes?
No. Someone asks to Yoetzet Halacha, and Yoetzot do not view themselves as poskening, right? Usually. They view themselves as being Yoetz, meaning Mare Mako, right? Meaning they have a body of knowledge, but they're not usually poskening Mishikol Adas. Right? Now, whether this is true in practice, or it should be true, is not my question. But many Yotzot Halakha don't view themselves as paskening, okay? In the formal sense, and we'll get to what it means to pasken as opposed to just show a source, right? Especially ones that happen to be attached to shuls, where, you know, the official policy is they follow the rabbi's psak, they just can be an intermediary, right? So, let's say somebody asks them a shayla, right, and they don't realize that Yoetzot don't view themselves as paskening, and now they want to ask somebody else. Are they allowed to? Exactly, right. So I once had a discussion with Willig because this is a interesting. It once came up that someone actually asked the shayla where someone asked the Yoetzot, right? She didn't view herself as paskening; she views herself as suggesting. Right, the person in question asking the question, right, was himself knowledgeable enough to challenge it. Right, and then decided to take it to another posek. Was he allowed to? Right.
Why did he ask me in the first place?
What? I asked Rav Schreiber questions, and I challenge him afterwards. Right. You can. Right. You can ask Shilas and still. Right. Be mitvakeach. Right. Okay.
How would it make clear that he thought that she was trusting him?
This was a full of conversations. This was a fun conversation. I remember this was a fun day in the Biz Midrash trying to pin this shayla down. Okay. Now, one more nafkamina, which all the Achronim think is a nafkamina, but as Rav Henkin points out, is not a nafkamina, is beferish not a nafkamina in the Rishonim, is we've been talking so far about Chacham She'asar. What about Chacham Shehetir? Right? If the Chacham is Oser, so you can't go to second person. What if the Chacham is Matir? So most poskim, most Achronim think that it's a Chakira, it's an Afkamina of this Chakira, because they think, if it's Mishum Kvodo Shel Rishon, so are you allowed to listen to the Heter? The slash, not Heter, the Chumrah of the second Posek?
No.
I mean, no, what are you doing, right? Mazem Mishaneh. But if it is about Shavi Chaticha de Isura, so good. All the Achronim, I'm glad you're all with me. All the Achronim think that this is an Avdamina because there's no such thing as Shavi Chaticha de Hetera. Rehenkin, in his very careful read, he's 100% correct. Return to the Ritva. Ritva here just proves that all the Achronim were just incorrect. And he said, the heavy of the chimrin holacha chamachmer hanelidi don the chayvin the sveiko nakdim the sveiko. All right, to the chomra. I'll do who gufay uvada came the shkulin in of a kol echad omishmu also zena gedvarav filo kol zena gedvarav. Fine. Right. First, he says, in what cases do we go savik daraisa chomra savik darabon lakula? That's when we're not sure. But if someone's sure, they follow psak. Fine. The hachim muchik bivamos. The omer nami dachirim haban laskaras and hol and achem rachmer baraisa. Dafkum in acher v'chayutz v'zeh shenechlgo elu. Right, so that's only by in general, but that specific piece of meat that you asked the question about came into school in name. If the two posts are involved or equal, the chiyadadi. If lugba ein horas iser chal b'osa chaticha. Once someone was matir, an iser cannot be chal. V'ha'chig mucha chasam b'yavamos zamrin chasam b'yisel v'yishnogo. The Beishamai, Elo Osim Kedivrayim, Elo Osim Kedivrayim. Elo Vada Kedamra, the Kol Hecha Devi Shkulin, the Nechla Kuk Achas, Lo Chal Iser Osa Chaticha, the Rashai Hamekel Lohoros Lachirim Kulab Osa Chaticha. Right, I don't know how the Ritva could have gotten clearer, and I don't know why all the Achronim reject this. The Ritva is clear. All the Achronim think this is not true. Right, you can look, I have a list of them here. Right, we have all these Achronim have this nice long list here in the in Nayim Lamishpat and the Madane Yom Tov and the Madane Asher and the Chutzani, all these Achronim over here. No, right? Say this is an Afkamina. Rav Hinkin here in this nice long tshuva and Chela Gimel Tshuva Chet, right? Says no, it is not an Afkamina. Yes,
Rav Hinkin, you said
it. Rav Hinkin, yes. Vihuda Herzl Hinkin.
If you understand the Vimstam Sak as Shavi Anafshi in the Ravid translation of Midin Neder,
correct.
You can't make a Neder.
Correct. In the Ravid sense, you can't say it.
Correct.
But they're all assuming this within Shavi Chaticha the Yisura, because no one really takes the Ravid view into account. I don't know why, but they don't, right? You're right. In the Ravid, I think this is a Nafkimina, but for Chatich, Shavi Chaticha the Yisura, the notion that Psak is binding, I understand they all think this is an Afkamina of the Ritva. It's explicit, very clear. It is not true. There is such a thing as a chalos shem heter. There just is. Okay, let's go weiter. So, three basic, yes, Yair.
According to the Ravid, doesn't that mean that everything is mutter until you ask a posek to make a aser? It might do anything as long as it like ends up conceptually being mutter?
If you know it does.
Like, according to any formulation?
According to the
Ravid.
No, I mean, the Ravid doesn't weigh in. The Ravid just says that a psak is binding meaning dead there. He doesn't get into the question of, right? The Ravid doesn't specifically address why in supernal realms this works. It may be that he.
But
it may
but
be.
The psak can't bind me besides dead there, as long as I never ask anyone anything, everything.
Well, or it's just usser. Maybe, right? He could think that in general things are what they are plus neder, right? He could think that there's only one truth. Right, but if you ask a shaila, I don't know whether the Ravid doesn't say there's a chalos shem heter. The Ritva does, right? The Ravid may think there's no such thing as a chalos shem. Probably doesn't think there's a chalos shem heter. He may think that things are asur or mutter. But if you ask a shaila, you add isurim to you, right? So you may not be correct. Okay, fine. So let us continue here. Okay. So we'll see some of these nafkaminas emerge, and let's quickly go through some of the rishonim here. Okay. So Tosfos Avodah Zara. Why can't you ask everybody? So he brings one nafkamina, right? He thinks it's mishum kodel shorishon. So he says it's only aser if You don't tell the second posig that you already asked somebody. If you do, and you say, look, I asked somebody, I'm getting another opinion, I'm trying to get the range, that's mutter, right? If you tell the first posig, I'm not only asking you, I'm asking other people, that's fine. No problem. Right? And he goes so far as to say, look, you could even ask multiple people, just the second posig isn't allowed to weigh in, right? You could be curious and ask people if you want. Right, but they can't paskin for you. Right, you can even ask, right? He's right willing to even go that far. And he says, right, basically, you know, if a posek made a mistake that's actually taught by Dvar Mishnah, so then it's a total mistake, and then he compares it to a sugya in Sanhedrin, which I didn't put just for lack of time, but there the Gemara is talking about by Dini Mamanos, right? If someone makes a taos bidvar Mishnah, right, meaning a taos in the basic sources, so then he actually has to, right, the psak is overturned. If he makes a taos bishkala das, meaning not in basic sources, but he still makes a mistake in Svara, the psak stands, but is considered a faulty psak, and he has to pay restitution from his own money. So he references that. So again, he says, Im nasan biyad, bedavka asar ein chaver rashay lahatir, avon hitter chaver rashay lahasar. And he says it only goes in one direction. Now, right, he thinks that you, in fact, can ask a second posek to be more machmir. So it is a little bit strange, right? Because first he says it's no problem if you tell the posek you're going to ask multiple people, which sounds like Fozal Shor Rishon, though he doesn't say it explicitly. It could be that he thinks that's true for a Shavi position also, but he does think it's one-directional. He thinks that a posek can only be machmir, and then you can't ask another posek, but not the other way around. But he notes that this doesn't seem to be true in the Yerushalmi. Where the Yerushalmi seems to say that, in fact, you can't even be machmer after someone was mekel. The peregrinos are demila, Rebbe Simon, Shara, Veriami, Asar, Ikbid, Rebbe Simon. We're there, right? Rebbe Simon was matir, Riasir was. Ami was Oser, and Rabbi Simon got annoyed. Lo chein hani nisha lachacham behitir. Lo yisha lachacham sheme yasor. Alma mashma dehitir ein chaver rashai lasor. So he says, Hachi perusha hasam da amai ikpid Rabbi Simon. Lo chein hani klomer valo ein oshoni b'shum makom nisha lachacham chulei. Lo azur chacham elahatir acher Oser umasik amar Rabbi Yudan lehepech shol Ami Oser Rabbi Simon shar v'sharav ikpid Ami. Right, so the way he reads the Yerushalmi is that it actually ends up reversing itself and saying this can't be, right, it really is only one directional, you can only be Oser. And also, he notes that there's another exception to this, which is if two people get the Shaila at the same time in the base Medrash, it's totally mutter for them both to ask. Now, this is true according to everybody, because then it's only theoretical, right? If you're in the base medrash and you haven't yet gotten a decision, everyone can be done in it. It's only once somebody's paskin that you're limited. Okay? Now, it's not entirely clear which conception Tosos takes. Right? On the one hand, he thinks that it's no problem as long as the people know that you're asking other people, but he thinks it only applies to l'chumra. It could be he thinks a combination of both. Right, Rav Henkin, for example, thinks that in fact both svaras exist, both kvodo shel chacham, right, and shavi chaticha yisura, and the fundamental notion, right, and that's why, right. I mean, you'll see nafkaminas. Okay, fine. Actually, I'll just mention Rav Henkin's now. I'm not convinced he's right, but I'll mention another nafkamina here. Rav Henkin. Like I said, thinks there's Sveg Dinim. Now, he suggests another Nafkamina, which I'm not at all convinced by, which he says that is Psak only binding on Shelos B'Yisurei Chefza or even B'Yisurei Gafra? That sounds very Lumdish, right? Yes. Meaning, right, can a Posek only, right, is Psak only binding when I say this piece of meat is treif? Because then I could have Chaticha di Isura, or even I tell you, you're not allowed to do X. So, he claims that Shavi Chaticha di Isura cannot apply to an Isser Gavra. But he thinks that Kvodo Shorishon also applies. And therefore he thinks that Isure Gavra you're not allowed to ask a second posek midin kvodo shel chacham. Isurei cheftza, you're not allowed to ask mishum shavi chaticha di isura. And he thinks that in the nafka mina is the bedievid question, is if you ask somebody else, would it work? Right, which we noted is a nafka mina. So he thinks by isurei cheftza, if you asked a shayla a second time, it wouldn't even work bedievid, but by isurei gavra, it would. I'm not convinced by this. I don't think this is true. I think that pashtus is, as the Ritva says, shavi chaticha yisura means, is another way of saying, psak is binding. Because psak has multiple theoretical possibilities, the posig is imbued with the ability to decide which position you have to follow. By virtue of the fact that you asked him the question, you're now bound by his decision. So I don't actually think that as fancy as that lumdus is, I don't think it bears itself out with the sources. Okay. Let's continue. Notosis in Nida. Agmar Esamach. Lefi hapshat ma'amal kachem in lidvarel. Okay, I'll skip that for a second. Right, you just skip down to the last line. Right, he asked the stira in different gemaras. And he says, V'yishlomer dikpedil havi ha-shol, chacham ha-shol, yishol kol ma-shi yirtze, v'toch kach yiktu, v'davar, v'mishar v'yishan tov, v'yitze ha-davar, o-ra. Right, so Tosos, like he did in Avodah Zarah, thinks that the whole Iser doesn't actually apply to the Shoel at all. It only applies to the Chacham. But the Shoel himself is allowed to ask as many people as he wants to get the right answer. Now, presumably, if you have that position, right, that the Iser doesn't, even though I pointed out, right, the two Gemaras seem to think there's two Isurim, Tosfos thinks not that way. Tosfos thinks there's only an Iser on the Chacham to Paskin once someone else is Paskin. Right, why does he think that? Because Kanareh, he thinks that fundamentally, why is Psak binding? Well, it's not, right? It's that there's an issue of Kvodo Shel Chacham, and therefore another Chacham can't weigh in. But a Shoel can actually ask as many people as he needs to get the most clear answer. Okay. Let's look at the Rosh. Right, the Rosh says, Nishal Chacham, V'timi L'Yishal Chacham V'Yitayar, L'Chacham V'Asar, Lo Yisa L'Chacham V'Yatir, Tema, Lama L'Yishal Chacham Acher, like Ta, Harishim Achzir Hashini, Pejri, Dahakikam L'Yishal Chacham Acher, Bistam, Kadesh Yatir, L'Yishal Chacham Rasar, the Kim and the Kvar Asar, Rishon, Rishavi, Chatich, the Yisura, Ein L'Yishal Chacham Acher, Shiati Renolo, Aval Yachal Omer L'Chacham, Acher Davaz Shalti Lahom Ploni Vasuli Manir Lachabaze, Vim Yira Lashini Shita Rishon Yelech Vitvakeh Imo Vim Yochal Lahokiach Shita Bidvar Mishnah Yach Ziru. Right, so he says like this, I'm not allowed to be chozer on my psak because the Ri, according to the Rosh, holds Shavi Chaticha Nisura. But what I am allowed to do is ask a second person for what purpose? Are people reading with me in the Rosh? Right, why? Okay, the Rosh says, right, I'm not allowed. If I ask somebody, I'm bound to the psak. But I am allowed to go to a second person and tell him I asked someone else the Shaila, right, because of Kvodo Shel Chacham, right? Am I allowed to be chozer if he changes his mind? Or, sorry, if the second posik paskins differently?
No.
No. But what I am allowed to do is encourage him to convince the first posik to change his mind. Right, so he holds kind of both of both things, right? Fundamentally, he thinks psak is binding because of shavi chaticha yisura, and therefore, if the first posek isn't chozer, I can't be chozer. But I'm not allowed to ask a second posek to convince the first posek without first telling him what I'm doing. But as long as I tell him, look, I asked somebody else, I'm just curious what you have to say, and get another opinion, and then you can take it up with him, then I'm allowed to do, right? So if I solve both the Shavi Chaticha Yisura problem and the Kvodo Shel Chacham problem, right? I tell him what I'm doing, and then he convinces the first posek, I've solved both problems, and then it's not a problem. Okay? V'yishmak shal yalta, hichi avdachi, minim zekat v'zor, nishlacham, v'tim elishlacham v'itar, v'yishlam v'dekvid l'avi ha-shoel al-chacham. Oh, sorry, that, I went back to the Tosfos. Right, if in the end the second posek disagrees, not on fundamental grounds, b'shukaladas, right, he thinks it's different, so he can just say, look, I think it's mutter, but I can't paskin for imachar shiyatsa mipicha lasar v'shavite chadichal esur v'ein biyadchal ahachzir chamitoch var mishno amora. Right, unless I can prove that you're wrong, I can't be choser. Okay. So Ad Kan, we are in the Rishonim, and then I really, because there's so much material here. The rest is Shulchan Aruch and Nosei Kelim. Okay? What? I gave you all the shachs and all the piskei tshuvas, basically. Right? We won't read all of them inside, but I gave them to you, okay? So the chazer, the basic points, and then we'll get through what we can. So again, there are three conceptions of why psak is, of why you have to listen to a psak you got. One is kodol shel chacham, two is shavi anashe chaticha diyisura, three is shavi chaticha diyisura, right? One is your personal commitment, the second is the posik has the power to define something as asur or mutter, okay? And it's possible to mix and match them. The secondary question that we saw coming up at Dozos is who does this apply to the Shoel or to the Posek or both? Pashtus is both. The Tosus thinks no, it only applies to the Posek. The Shoel, much pachot. Okay? What are nafkaminas? So, one is, what happens b'diavad? So, if you think that it's midin neder, or you think it's midin shavi chadicha di yisura, even b'di'eved doesn't help you. If you think kvodo shel chacham b'di'eved, in theory, you could rely on it. Now, do you get out of the problem by telling the second posek? So, Tosus thinks that, look, you get out of the kvod, kanirah, you get out of the kvod problem by telling the second posek you're asking, but you're still bound by it, right? This is, sorry, the rush, right? The rush thinks there's both problems, so if you tell the other posik, you're allowed to ask, but you're not allowed to follow, but you are allowed to tell him, you know, if you think differently, try to convince the first posik, right? Because then you're dealing both with kodesh shochacham and with that. Right? Other nafkaminas, what if the posik himself is chozer? So pashtus, if the posik himself is chozer, you're allowed to be chozer. Though there is the sheet of the rabbi that you're not, because he really very strongly takes it as neder on the first decision. Now, other nafkaminas that we'll get to are, we'll see, different types of mistakes. Okay, so that's just a few of the basic nafkaminas that we've seen and the basic takira. Yeah, Ruvein.
Another question I have, actually, based on the Rabbit. Can you do a sort of hatzarat nedarim and then ask another posek?
Presumably. I assume you could. Okay. now. Okay, and you look at the Rabbi Kiv Eger that I put here. He brings the machlokas about lechat chil or b'dieved. Right, he notes, ayin b'tar shlamim, toz nozham nikra, Lachmei Toda, etc. Shehele b'chavana d'tchila kasav chacham sh'asar and chaver l'asher l'hatir haynu d'ein b'kocho l'hatir v'af di'avad l'mani b'kvar nasa chaticha d'yisura v'alkan v'afil hitar v'ein l'shin l'asar v'lo kasav v'ein r'ashai v'ein ma'aroi l'asar k'im v'kunei kvodo shal rishon. He notes the two possibilities. Okay. Fine. So now let's see how this plays out in Psak. Now before we look at the Psak stuff, I'm just going to throw some other factors that you'll see as nafkaminas. Other factors are, what if the second posek is greater than the first posek? Okay? Can you then ask the second posek? What if the second posek isn't greater, but he has a better mesora? Right, he has a mesora, and the first person was saying b'shekalad das. Can you be chozer then? Okay? These are some of the questions you're going to see. Other questions that you'll see is, what would be enough of a mistake that would undermine the psak such that you wouldn't have to listen to the first psak? Because right, according to everybody, if the first psak was actually mistaken, you wouldn't have to listen to it. But what will qualify that as a sufficiently mistaken that it doesn't even count? Okay, so let's look. So here, Shulchan Aruch, okay? Kol Talmud Chacham, Shedeoza Mechuvanas, Eina Medara V'nei Mishagadol Menu B'chachma, any Talmud Chacham who has good midos won't speak in front of someone who's greater than him, Afal B'shalaman Menu Klor. The Rama says, and I will point out, the Rama says this in Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch never quotes the halacha of Chacham Sha'asar. Who else doesn't quote it? The Rambam and the Tur. Right? The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and Tur never quote this halacha. It is a Gemara in three, four places, in Yerushalmi, appears in the Ramah, but it does not appear in Shulchan Aruch. We will attempt to get, what? Good question. We will get back to perhaps why Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. Okay, the Ramah says, Ein la'adam lahoros, Adabam Shana Vimyesh. Oh God, I hate when I do this, when I forget to cut out all the other people. Vimyesh Godal Mimenu Pair Afal Pishina Rabbo, fine. Chacham Sha'asar Ain Chavera Rashai Lahatir. If somebody paskins, another person cannot be Matir Mishikul Hadas. Aval Myesh Lo Kabbalah Shita. Lo Shita Bidvar Mishnah Yukalatir. The Rama says, if the second posik either has a Misora that the first posek made a mistake, or the first one made a mistake with Dvar Mishnah, that everybody agrees to, the second posek can be matir. Va'afilu, right, this is from your Rabbi Yerucha. Va'afilu imta'a b'shikla das. And even if he made a mistake with shikla das, right, meaning b'svara, or in non-closed psak, yachal lisev litinem amarachi achzerbo, he's allowed to try to convince the first posek to change his mind. We saw that already in the Rush, it's also in the Ran. V'chein inishal l'shol, and therefore he postulates like Tosos here that you're allowed to ask the second posek as long as you tell him what you're doing, that the first posek paskin and that you're going to follow him, but he can go and try to convince the first posek. He says even if the first posek was matir, the second one can't be oser. Right, the cholzeb osara asma. Now, here's another very important afkamina: is this is only in that psak of a b'maisa acher pshita shiocholaros mashen nirei love. This is not an afkamina, actually. This is just obvious, right? What should have become clear until from all of these positions is that what does it mean for a psak to be binding?
You asked that. Is there a question?
That question, right? Not that question every time it comes up in my life, right? That question. If I choose, right? If in 5 years from now I have a different posek. Right, I'm in a different stage of my life. I don't have to follow the psak I happened to have gotten when I was 17, right? Because it's osa maisa atzma, right? Only that which I actually asked about. It doesn't matter if the same thing comes up in a few years, right? It's perfectly legitimate for me to ask when I'm in yeshiva, my shul rabbi, you know, put it this way, it's perfectly legitimate sukkos of Shana Aleph to ask your shul rabbi what you should do about two days of yontif, and Pesach time to ask one of the Rambam in yeshiva if you feel in that 6 months your relationship has changed, right, and they are more your rebbeim and more people you ask trilos to than your shul rabbi. That's legitimate. You're not bound forever by the psak you get. You're bound for that action because, right, psak is chal. Right, definitely if you take the formal perspective, namely shabi chatecha d'isura, it's only that psak, right? Other trilos, no, right? Kvodos shulchacham, maybe, but even there, right, at some point, right? Why am I always bound to your psak? I was bound when I asked you, right? If I, right, a few years later, it's clearly not what I asked you about. I'm a different stage in my life. I'm not bound by it anymore. Yeah, Ruvain.
Why do you seem like as if you're asking, like, so you said 2 day case, like you ask any rabbi, whoever it is, what does a ben kutzlaretz do?
So if you are asking for your life, fine. If you're saying, what should I do this yontif or what should I do this year?
If you,
right,
ask, like, what should I do? And presumably, it's not like you're asking a general question.
If you're asking, what should I do for... If you're asking for life, fine, right? But if I'm... Fine, let's leave that trial, even though I think most people don't ask for life. But if you did, fine, right? But let's say you ask, right? You ask a basic Yaradea trial, okay? And he poskins one way. I'm not asking, in general, when onions fall into... I'm asking, is my pot kosher, right, or not kosher? That's all I'm asking. Right? I understand that there are implications to this, in theory, in other cases. But I'm not asking now, right? That's not what I'm doing, right? I tend to think that psychologically, you're wrong. I don't think that... I mean, maybe at some point you're right. I mean, I think when someone's, you know, like, established in their life, right, they're done with their education, and now they're, you know, married and have kids, and now basically they know where they are and they have their posek. I think yes. I think at that point you're asking, what are you doing for the rest of my life? I don't think in reality most people, when they're, you know, before you're through the majority of your formal, right, the most intense part of your formal education, have your posek for life. If you do, then I'm wrong, right? Fine. So now the Ramah takes a position here. Let's just take some of the points of the Ramah. The Ramah says that psak is only binding in this case if the first posek didn't, the second posek didn't have a kabbalah, the first posek didn't have. The Shach rejects this. Let's start reading through the Shach. It's very long. And again, you'll just see through the Shach how some of the issues we talked about come up. L'halacha, right? So the Shach, first one, quickly, right? Chacham sh'asar, right? He says like the Ramah, he says like the Tosus, rather. Hainu k'shar chalah ha'ra'asar v'am sh'nem v'es ha'medrash yachalatar k'dechazwa poskim shavim l'kambar. Right? It's totally mutter to ask multiple people in the base medrash. This is only talking about formal psak. Fine. In chavi vero. Now he points. Afilu hu gadol mimenu b'chachmo b'minyan. So first of all, he points out that you can't even ask another posek if the second posek is greater, which implies, which way does he hold? Not kavod.
Shavye.
Shavye. Right? If it's about kavod, is it an insult, right? If I ask the shayla to my local Orthodox rabbi, and then I went and I asked for Moshe Feinstein, right? Or I asked Reb Lichtenstein, what? I asked my shul rabbi, now I asked Reb Lichtenstein, it's not insulting that I'm following Reb Lichtenstein. It's just not, right? But if I'm bound by psak because I'm bound by psak, so then it doesn't matter if I ask Reb Lichtenstein, I already asked my shul rabbi. Chen kaz rivash, kaz b'sever, etc. And Yerdas HaRav, Avo Maharik Nerish Yisov Reb Shitas Dedavka Chavera Amru. But the Maharik said not this way. The Maharik said it's only with equal poskim, right? And he's Medayik. From the fact that it says, Ein Chavera Rashai Lahatir. Amru Avo Kol Shehu Ein El Chavera. Shu Godol Menu Rashai Lahatir Masha Asar Harishon. But if the second posik is greater, you can. Right, so you see already in the Shach. Another nafkamina of this is, what if the second posik is greater? And the Shach himself thinks that you're still bound because he takes the Shabi approach. Okay, next Shach. Nundal, Rafil hit during a mutter. Right, he notes that this is even, right, if the first posik was Mati, that was Oser, that was Mati, or the second posik can't be Machmir. Right, we already saw that. Okay, Nunhei. Now here he argues in the Ramah. The Ramah had said that in Yesh Lo Kabbalah, the second posik as a Kabbalah, you can override the first posik. Now presumably this is related to what? So it could be related to Kvodo, right? I mean, if the second one is a Kabbalah and the first one is just saying it Nisvara, so it could be that the Kabbalah, right, a Mesorah, overrides a Svara. Alternatively, you could say that a Kabbalah is enough, right? If one person has a Mesorah, that's enough to define the first Psak as mistaken, right? Those are the two ways of getting around it. Yes? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Two reasons why you would say that a Mesorah by the second posik would override the first posik. Either you think that it's about Kvodo Shel Chacham, and it's not insulting to the Chacham to say, look, I didn't have the Mesorah, and he did, right? We're both Tamidim of the Rav, let's say, right? Right? Two people are Tamidim of the Rav. One heard something from the Rav, one didn't. So you asked the one who didn't, and he said, this is what I think. The other one said, look, the Rav said differently. So he said, oh, you know, right, the same way it's not insulting if Reb Lichtenstein Paskins get my shul rabbi, and I listen to Reb Lichtenstein, it's not insulting if two Tamim the Rav, one of them didn't know that the Rav said it, one did, so now I follow the Mesorah. That's one. The other possibility is to say, no, if there's a Mesorah that the first posik didn't know about, then his psak is mistaken. Right? So the Ramah had said, if the second posik has a Kabbalah, then you don't have to listen to the first posik. The Shach argues, and he says, no, when Yezlo Kabbalah, Hainu, Moshe, Avalosam, Libo, etc. And he says, no, the Maharich, says that you're not allowed to do this. And that's what it says in Pesukei Tosafos, etc., etc. Right, so the Shach argues on the Ramah. Now, if you look at the next page, the Pischei Tshuva, right, where he notes that the Shach was cholik on the Ramah, and the Mishkas Yaakov was cholik on the Shach. Right, so the Pischei Tshuva argues on the Shach and thinks that the Ramah is right, that if the second posik has a Mesora, then you follow the second posik. So, but he notes that this is only if the second, the first posik has to listen to the first Mesora, right? If the second posik happens to have some Mesora, but the first posik doesn't care, right? It's like, you have a Mesora, great, but I don't care about your Mesora. You have a Mesora from your Rebbe, and I'm greater than your Rebbe too, right? Then obviously it doesn't work. We're talking about a Mesora specifically that would undermine the authority of the first posik. But if he would be cholik, even if he knew you had a Mesorah, then vaday she'ein rashai lahatir. Right? So he thinks that the Ramah's position is just a function of the same as the second posik arguing the first posik. right? If the second posik could convince the first posik, there's no problem with kvodo shel chacham. So he said the same thing is true here. If the second posik has a mesorah and the first posik would be moda to it, okay, so you can listen to him. But if he has a mesorah and the first posik would not be moda to it, then that doesn't help. Okay, continuing in the shach. By the way, you just see how many makaros the shach is quoting, and you understand why I didn't give you all the rishonim, and I just gave you the shach and pesach tshuva summaries here, because we would be here forever. Numches vafilu im tal b'shikol adas niradavka tal b'shikol adas dahinu deplegi tre tanoi o amarai o poskim upazaka oser kichad minayet sugin da alma ki idach is buyer. Right, tal b'shikol adas means you poskin like some shita. Right, that it has not been rejected from Zak and the Tanaim and the Ram or the Poskim or whatever. Right, but if you actually make a mistake on Dvar Mishnah, you have to be Chozer. Right, okay, I'm not going to read the whole Shach, it's just too long. But basically, right, all of this only applies if the Psak is legitimate. Now, the general standard of that, maybe we'll come back to it, of what makes a psak legitimate, again, I've said this phrase 100 times already, but I haven't really explained it, is what we call tos b'dvar mishnah, tal b'shikol adas. But the Gemara has this phrase. If something is tos b'dvar mishnah, it means it's a mistake in a canonical text. And therefore, if you make that mistake, the psak is not even considered a psak, in which case it's not binding. Right? Then there's tos b'shikol adas, meaning I probably should have paskin that way for whatever klal, for whatever reason, right? But it's not actually a rejected shita. It's not a totally rejected shita. The parameters of that are a little bit complicated. We discussed it last year. You guys remember? Right? When we talked about this, Reuven, Yair? Right? When we talked about this, right? What's considered a closed psak? What's an open psak? And remember, the range could be anywhere from something that was rejected in the Tanoim to the Gemara to Shach Taz. Right? We had, you know, everywhere from the Urzaru on the Taz on one side, right, to the Chazonish on the other, and everything in between. You remember this, right? But this is according to everybody, okay? That if a psak is not binding, is just wrong, then it's not binding. Doesn't matter what you think about this sugya. okay. I'll skip Yud Zayin in the Pischei Tshuva. We said da 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 da. Fine, Chaf just points out, right? If it's a Tos Bar Mishnah, your Chozer, because Ein Chachma in the Eitzah Neged Hashem. And then the Maisa Acher, right? Now the Pischei Tshuva. This relates to your question, Reuven. Right? Puts a limit to the Rama's claim that a psak is only binding on this shaila and not on other shailas. He says, even though it's true that technically psak is only binding on the question I asked, if you know that I've asked a posek, you shouldn't go out of your way to interject and say, but by the way, next time, just know I think it's Mekil. Right, that, right, even though it's a different psak, violates Kodosh Al Chacham. It might not be technically Chal, right, but like, boring, right, if you say, look, I only asked once, and I'm going to ask a different posek, fine, you can do that. But someone else shouldn't say, oh, you only asked for then, right, my shita is better, I'm going to superimpose my position for next time. You shouldn't do that. If the person asks you, fine, right, it's not binding. But otherwise, you know, it's not illegitimate. If I ask a shayla, and then the same shayla comes up in a few months, so I'm not technically bound to the first posek, but it's legitimate for me to follow it if I want to. Right? So someone else shouldn't say, oh, he was totally wrong. Right? You shouldn't jump in, right? That's still a violation of Kodesh Shalchagam, even if it's not formally binding. Yes?
In regards to how objective does that need to be?
That's what we talked about last year, and if we'll probably have to come back to a shir on that at some point this year, but let's hold it for a moment, right? Okay. So let's chazer this so far, because this is a very complicated sugya, and this is only in its very, very, very truncated form. Okay, so I'll reorganize a little bit, okay? When is psak binding? First rule, psak is not binding, and the psak is not defined as a psak. Okay? That was the last thing we saw, but that's obvious, right? If there's an actual mistake, which makes it a tav b'dvar mishnah, and again, I'm not defining those terms, psak isn't chal. If it's a mistake with shikol adas, right, where it's maybe a mistake, but not in the sense that it's a total outright mistake, maybe it's not the best psak, but it's a psak, so then we're already in the realm of possible, and if both answers are totally plausible, then obviously that's what we're talking about, right? When is psak binding? And why is it binding? So three possibilities. Is binding because of kvod shel chacham? Is binding because of my personal commitment? or it's binding because shavi chaticha di isura. Okay, nafkaminas. One, bidi eved. If I ask the second shayla, can I follow it? Well, if you think it's kvodo shel chacham, probably. If you think the other two, no. Right, because you were bound by it. If I meikara, right? If I right. Some people think if it only goes, is this only lakula, only lachomer, or even lakula? It's not really a nafkamina, as the Ritva says. All of them, right, work with the position that there can be a chalos shem psak bein lakula bein lachomer. It doesn't work with the Ravid, right? If the posek is choser, everyone thinks that I can be choser, except for the Ravid again, who thinks that it's midin neder. What if the second posek has a mesora? So the Rama says you can be chozer. The Shach says you cannot be chozer. Right? Why would you say you'd be chozer? Either because it's not a lack of kavod, or you say because in that case, and therefore there's no problem with kvodo, or you say that look, it defines the first psak as a mistake. The Piskei Tshuva qualifies this and says it's only the type of mesora that the first posek would be chozer to. Okay. Can I tell a posek, you know, I'm asking you the shaila and try to convince him? Well, Mishum Shavye, yeah, because if the first posik is chozer, that I can follow him. Mishum Kvodo, maybe not, but the post can say, I can if I tell him in advance, look, I'm just telling you that I already asked the Shaila, but, you know, if you could try to convince him, right, as long as I make it clear what I'm doing, I can solve the Kavod problems. Then there's Rav Henkin, who claims that both of these are true, but Isuri Chefza are Shavye Chatich the Isura, and therefore even the Eved. I can't ask another Shaila in Isura Gavra, it's only Mishum Kvodo. Again, I don't think this is correct in the sources. Okay, so those are just some of the things we saw. We don't have much time, so I'm going to have to do a little bit of triage here. Okay, one, let's skip to the last page for a minute. One thing that really throws a wrench in this, and we're going to come back to this. We've already touched on this a few times. We're going to come back to it. Why did the Rambam Tur Shulchan Aruch not mention this halacha? Good question. I don't know. But the Aruch HaShulchan had a claim. An interesting claim. Yeah.
Makes sense because he thinks there is only one better.
Yeah, but still, why did he reject the Gemara? It's a little weird. Right? A little weird.
The Rambam just Gemara's.
Fine. Why are the Shulchan Aruch not quoted? Better question, okay? I understand. I used to joke that we shouldn't be able, that Brisker shouldn't be allowed to paskin like the Rambam because as far as they're concerned, it's, you know, from God and Torah lo b'shamayim hi. I know. I understand. Whatever. Or Ezra Ben Nash once said, I remember he once started his shir like this. He's like, the Chakira seems to be like this. The Gemara's on one side and the Rambam's on the other. So, for most normal people, there would only be one side to this Chakira. But as Briskers, there's Svei Dinim and the Rambam has the upper hand. But, whatever. But the Aruch HaShulchan is a very interesting claim. Okay? He says, Sif Samach Gimel. I don't know why I put it here twice. Sif Samach Gimel. And he says, Vida. Shlo nimta din zed chacham shasrein chaver yachol lahatir lo beramam lo betur v'arei gemara mefreshes yibekamu kamos. Right? What are they doing ignoring gemara? And it's a babli and a Yerushalmi, so don't try me, okay? V'lo raisi mishaher baza. I don't know. No one made this point. V'nir lefin is daiti desfir leiler about saying it. Eila da'achshav achar shin ispashu sifrei hashas v'aposkim lo shayech chal din zed. Ouch. Right? Now that there are svarim, and therefore what? Charek farnis bar de dinze no elektronical bis svara be'alma. Right? This halacha only applies by something which is qualified as a psak. Right? So before, I limited and said, what's not a psak? Something which is a mistake. But there's another thing which is not called a psak, which I mentioned before in my story about the Yuetzet, which is, what else is not called a psak? Mare makom. Where all you're doing is pointing to a source and you're not making a decision yourself. So the Aruch HaShulchan is an extremely radical position. What I said about the Yoetzet case, not quite as radical because there the Yoetzet didn't view herself as poskening. Different, right? Here he's saying no, definitionally. Bizman HaZeh, that there are Svarim, nothing is qualified as Psak.
No, today nothing is...
Nothing! Because It's only Bisvara Ba'alma. Va'achshav ein lecha davar harash, ein lecha raya, me'ezen gemaro, ezen posik. Because there's nothing I can't find some proof to. And therefore everything is just a choice of mara mako. V'rachaku b'chlal lahoros Bisvara Ba'alma. And I don't just paskim Bisvara. V'im yishum shagama poskim b'chulakim. And if you'll tell me, aye, but the poskim so argue... Ach, beemes bezeh beir Rambam sheicham shenechlu echarochet v'demadzer v'shal Torah lecha machmer v'shal Torah lecha achara mikil. That only has the status of the normal rules of psak of you have to go l'chumra by daraisis and l'kula by derabbanans. And Rabbeinu Rama hevi dvarim elu v'hosev v'zedavka shalchokim shavim v'lokata neged galu v'yocha neged rabim. Okay, but he says, but this is not right. Now he doesn't really think this. He actually passing it to Rama, but he suggests as a possibility that another thing that would sort of really undermine this whole sugya is to say that all of this only applies when something is a psak. But Mara Makom is not. Now, I'm not at all convinced by this claim, because I think that probably in the case of Chacham She'asar, right, Siyun Makom, right, in certain things, Siyun Makom is not considered Psak. But, as he already notes, the problem is, if different people still Paskin differently, even with all the Svarim, you still have to make a decision, right, which means it should be qualified as Psak. But he at least suggests the possibility that it's not. So I don't think it's actually right, and neither does he. Right? That's why he postulates like the Rama, but he suggests it as a possibility. Okay. There's a lot more to do in the sugya, but we don't have time. But I hope I gave you just a taste on why psak is binding. Right? And it's not that easy, right? The simple answer would have been, right, because the posik is telling you it's right. As you see, nobody says that that's the case. Right, that's not why psak is binding. Psak is binding. And just to make the point, right, to fit it into our series, right, psak is binding primarily in the end of the day. Why is psak binding? Right, according to all three shitos, what makes psak binding?
Because you asked.
Right? Which means that what you see from this whole sugya, however you understand it, right, is that, right, the notion that the reason that people have authority is because they know more, right, is not at all that simple, because in the end of the day, what makes psak binding is that you asked, because you didn't have to ask them, right? Okay, we will return to some of these issues. I hope I give you at least a basic outline, but there's more of Od Chazon L'Moed.